hear that again. We did it right up against the break there, and I want you to hear it again. Congressman Brian Mass, he served in Afghanistan. He was on this program last week. Terrific guest on this program last week. Talking about serving in Afghanistan, what a failure of leadership we have experienced so far with Joe Biden, and not just in Afghanistan, a failure of leadership at the southern border that continues to be a disaster, a failure of leadership on the pandemic that continues to gobble up resources while they try to spend $3.5 trillion. We'll get to that today. Don't worry. The highest tax rate, by the way, in New York as a result of that will be over 61%. We'll talk about that coming up. But I want to stay with this a minute more. Play Byte 14 again because I want to make sure you hear this. And then I've got something even more striking that Antony Blinken was asked yesterday during these hearings. Really shocking. Listen to this first.
These are things that have to be answered for. I do not believe whatsoever what you're saying about the administration not working to manipulate that intelligence. To me, that is the most logical explanation of how so many in the intelligence community got this so wrong about what was going to happen in Afghanistan. Why it would seem somehow logical for President Biden to leave the, quote, most advanced military weaponry, why some would not speak out against that if they were getting the false intelligence because it was coming from the top down to manipulate it. In my opinion, that's absolutely aid and comfort to the enemy. I absolutely wonder if you were complicit in this as well. I find it hard to believe that President Biden would do that without you being aware of this. And these are things that we deserve to know better answers, have better hearings on this. I do not believe a word that you're saying on this.
I do not believe a word that you're saying on this. Huh. And how could you? All right, so that was part of the really full court press on Antony Blinken, who clearly is not competent in the job of Secretary of State. Here is a guy who is over his head. He can't even appear in person again, which, again, I find galling. The same guy that was at the Hamptons when Kabul was falling and Americans were in harm's way. Can't even show up for the hearing, but don't worry, it's going to get worse for him. The Senate hearings haven't even started yet. Wait till people like Lindsey Graham light into him. Meanwhile, he was asked about something completely out of left field for him, or it wasn't out of left field. And I want you to contemplate this, because Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania totally fastballed him. And he was standing there flat-footed. Like a house at the side of the road, the ball went by. He said, can you tell me about the FBI investigating Hunter Biden and associates and his connection with the Ukraine gas company and so on and so forth? And wow, did that create a problem. He was awkward in his response. I'm not sure what you're referring to. I'm happy to take that up with you offline. Perry persisted. Did the State Department turn over documents to the FBI related to Hunter Biden, Burisma, and or the Blue Star Strategies firm? You'll have to, you are saying you did not have an interview with the FBI since becoming Secretary of State? Perry pressed. It would not be appropriate for me to comment in a public forum on any legal proceedings that the department or I may have had, which means he had. The investigation into Hunter Biden and Burisma is getting real now. You know the story that was buried by the mainstream press, the one that was mocked by MSNBC and CNN and the clowns at all the far-left liberal networks, which is pretty much most of them. The story that was shut down on Twitter and Facebook. The story that was silenced running up to the election that Hunter Biden and, yes, Joe Biden were involved with dirty dealings in Ukraine when it came to Burisma, the power structure, the politicians, the energy situation, all of it. I'm not asking for you to comment on the legal proceedings. I'm just asking if you have been interviewed by the FBI since becoming Secretary of State. Again, I'm not going to comment one way or the other, he answered. Thanks for your questions, but we would refer you to the FBI on these questions, said the press office. Documents obtained by Just the News. This is John Solomon's operation. And if you want real news, Just the News is a great place to be. On our Freedom of Information Act showed Hunter Biden sought and received a meeting with Blinken in 2015 at the department when Blinken was Deputy Secretary of State under the Obama administration. He met with Blinken. Blinken knows what was going on in Ukraine and the dirty deals. He might even have bought one of Hunter Biden's paintings just to cover his tracks. Give Hunter a little cheese to run with, you know, that sort of thing. Have a few minutes next week to grab a cup of coffee. I know you're impossibly busy, but I'd like to get your advice on a couple of things. Best, Hunter Biden wrote in spring 2015. Blinken responded the very same day. Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you. This is all available at Just the News. John Solomon and his team doing real reporting these days. It's rare, I realize, but he's also a regular guest on this program, is John Solomon. In Senate testimony last year, Blinken said he mostly discussed the recent death of Hunter Biden's brother, Beau. Somehow that just doesn't pass the stink test. Now does it? It doesn't pass the stink test at all. Oh, the trouble for Antony Blinken is just getting started, and the trouble for this administration just getting started. By the way, Joe Biden's approval numbers, worst they've been yet. 50% disapprove. 45% approve. That's the aggregate. The Real Clear Politics average, the aggregate of the polls. There it is. We'll get to all of that. This part of the program brought to you by Patriot Foods, by the way. PatriotFoods.com, a place to get American-grown fruits and vegetables. You need to do that to support the American farmer, and I plead with you, please do that. Is it going to be the cheapest? No, but I'll tell you this. If you spend more than $100, shipping will be free. You don't have to leave your home. It'll be delivered right to your doorstep. And the American farmer's in real trouble. I'm working on a documentary, by the way, about that. We'll tell you about that in the days to come. Quick break now at SteveGruber.com, the place to go to find out more. SteveGruber.com, and we'll be right back.